Hello, everyone. It has been, I think, 2 weeks. 2 weeks since a full episode. So I am trying something different today, and I'm going to do my very first Hot Topics episode, which is a little bit untrue because I've covered Hot Topics in the past, but usually I feel like I've stuck to maybe two stories at the most. Who knows? Right? Who knows? I certainly don't. It's not like I've had a podcast for almost 4 years. Anyways, so I have been getting ready for a vacation that will be taking place soon. I would be more specific, but I have my reasons for not being specific because it's like if this person knew that I was speaking about them. That would be embarrassing, and I wish I could elaborate, but I will only say that this person is very special, and that this person is someone who can't really necessarily be around everyone. Like out amongst the people because everyone would approach him. So fill in the blanks, y'all. No. I mean, those are all blanks. I am not elaborating other than to say that you know how it is when you're going on a trip. So I love traveling to my core. It is so essential and so important, and I know that a lot of people don't do it. There are the people who don't travel because they don't have the means, and there are the people who don't travel because they don't think it's important, and there are the people who don't travel because they don't like to travel. I feel very fortunate to be someone who loves to travel and who has prioritized traveling. Who has gotten her coins together since I was in college? Not, I mean, I traveled before college, but since I was in college, put my coins together and started traveling in college internationally. And I don't know. I'm sorry. I've had some of the best experiences of my life abroad. But, anyways, when I travel, like, I go hard. It's usually sometimes like a 3 month preparation for me of like eating clean, working out. Then, like, when you're female, you have to shop, you have to get your nails done, which is a last minute thing. I actually have an appointment today, but you have to get your clothes right. You gotta shop, you gotta get the heels, the sandals, the shoes. You have to make sure the makeup is right, the jewelry, the perfume, like it's so much going on, you know? It's like it's fun. Traveling is fun, but it's also the prep. The prep stresses me out. And then I always make lists of things I gotta take, and I'll make an itinerary, and then you always like I've been getting better about packing in advance because when you pack in advance, you don't forget anything. When you pack last minute, you will forget something. Absolutely. And I remember like traveling abroad and I had heels. It had a cheetah print. Like the heel itself was a cheetah print and then like the base of the shoe, it was a clear cheetah print, super cute. Comfortable heel and just really, really, really dope shoe. And I left it in the hotel, gone, bitch, gone. Never to be seen again. Because, I mean, they're always gonna say they didn't see your shit. The staff is, I mean, not always. Hotel staff is likely to say that they do not see your belongings. And then there was another time, and this was like my first trip, first or second, it was like early trip. And then there was another time I had these navy blue slacks that fit me like a glove. So my favorite physical feature on my body is my hips. because I think nothing is sexier on a woman than hips. Like, especially in a tight dress, a tight skirt, form-fitting pants. Like, when the hips is popping, I just think it's super sexy, super feminine. So my very favorite feature is my hips. And I remember seeing Beyoncé on the Tyra Banks show saying that she doesn't like her hips. And Beyoncé honestly has the biggest hips I've ever seen in my life. But Beyoncé loves to accentuate the hell out of her hips. Like, she loves to just be in your face with that, like, hourglass. Hips real wide, waists, little. And I look at her hips and I look at her body, and I'm like, and I, like I said, my hips are my favorite feature. And I look at her hips and I'm like, damn, I wouldn't mind having bigger hips because I just think it's so sexy. And I really credit my very first personal trainer. She cinched in my waist and she kept the circumference of my hips the same, which just highlighted the hourglass, made the hourglass more prominent. But so I had these navy blue slacks that fit me like it was like a custom fit, sexy AF, just the hips, like they was hugging the hips and making me look fucking really good. And I wore them shits like one time or two times, left that shit in the hotel. Of course, the hotel staff, we didn't see it. So anyways, I've been prepping for a vacation and I'm still in the process of getting time together more efficiently to be able to churn out the podcast episodes without long breaks. And it is coming. It is in the works. It is. And I can't wait. I look forward to it. Like, I actually received my very first. So within the past month, I've been pitched by two different people. Well, one company and one person. And I would elaborate, but I'm not going to. Because I probably shouldn't even mention it. But it's nice. I've been in the game. I've been in the podcast game for almost 4 years. So, like, hell yeah, it's time for the pitches to come. And I'm not gonna elaborate because, I guess I'll say that's unprofesh, which it's not. I'm just gonna keep it to myself. But, it was exciting. And so I will leave it at that. Anyways, so I ordered Sacred. I'm not getting to the Hot Topic topics yet. I ordered Beyoncé Sacred after Beyoncé showed us her real hair. Because no, I was not privy to her hair reaching her asshole, like a lot of other people. And so I was like, you know what? Let me buy this shit. Because Tina Knowles is definitely knowledgeable and passionate about hair. Let me buy Sacred. Now, I listen to the most popular black podcast, and they said how they got their Sacred in two, like next, like 2 days, basically. Bitch, it's taking like a week and a half for me to get my Sacred. My Sacred has not arrived yet. It's supposed to arrive, I guess, today, but I don't appreciate being told that I was gonna get my shit in on a podcast in 2 days, and I'm still like, my shit ain't nowhere to be found. So I just clicked do not disturb on my phone. I got a little bit better because I don't want these texts coming up and ruining me. But I will be doing a Sacred review, After I've been using it for a while, I'll give a Sacred review, but I'm basic. I'm not basic, and I believe that I pride myself on not being basic. So scratch that. But I am a basic ass bitch when it comes to scents. Like, if something smells good, I'm gonna buy it and I'm gonna be into it. So it's like, if Sacred smells good, I'm gonna be like, this is the best hair product I've ever used, which, the bar is very low for me. I just love a good scent. Anyways, moving right along. So does anybody listening like bacon? Are you a bacon enthusiast like myself? I was in Walmart last week and I'm a big fan of barbecue. Like, I'm a barbecue connoisseur. And anyways, I was in Walmart and I saw some, it said bacon jerky. Okay. So I love bacon. I love beef jerky. And then it said barbecue flavored. I said, bitch, say less. I grabbed that shit, put it in my cart, opened the bag, didn't even get to the register. 'Cause it's like, I do not play around with bacon, nor do I play around with barbecue. So there's this company called Wicked Cuts. I think they've been around for a while, but I'm just the loser who didn't know they existed. And I only got the barbecue bacon jerky, and this shit has changed my life. Like, this shit, the flavor on this fucking bacon jerky, which I never heard of bacon jerky before, but the flavor of this shit, I'm telling you, go to the Wicked Cuts website or go to Walmart, or on the website it lists the different retailers. Go there and get yourself some bacon jerky by Wicked Cuts, Cutz, and be forever changed like I was. And it's like, I need to get my snacks for my trip. So I definitely will be picking up some more. Oh my gosh, chef's kiss, y'all, chef's kiss. And I will be reaching out to them. I am ghetto and I do plan on reaching out to the people I like so they could give me some free shit because I'm delusional. Why not? So, first Hot Topic episode is the Caitlin Clark hysteria. Why does Caitlin Clark have so many fans? I'm not hating by any means. I'm curious. Why is it that there are and have always been so many talented black female basketball players, but everybody can't keep Caitlin Clark's name out their mouth? Like, what is going on? Caitlin Clark is selling. Okay. Caitlin Clark, her WNBA first game appearance, which I think was a pre-game, sold out. Then she lost her first official game yesterday. In her first official WNBA game yesterday. She has a Gatorade commercial that I guess is about to drop. And SeatGeek said that the WNBA tickets for Caitlin, or tickets with Caitlin or whatever, the prices are up to, or the average price is $240 for a ticket, and that is a 133% increase. All because of Caitlin Clark. So is Caitlin Clark the female Eminem when of basketball? I just feel like the hype around her is surrounded to, or sorry, is tied to her whiteness. And I'm perplexed by it because there's so many talented black basketball players. I don't know her story. I don't know if there's anything special about her other than she is a star athlete. She is very talented, but I don't get it. And I want to understand it. And I really want to know who her fans are because I saw a story on her on the Today Show this morning, and a lot of her fans were white and they were all in her jerseys. And I'm just like, okay, that's great. I'm so excited that young girls are just so excited about Caitlyn, inspired by Caitlyn. That is a beautiful thing. But I need to understand why people are so hyped for her. And I'm coming from a place of ignorance because I don't know. Has she been outscoring everybody in history in college basketball and soon to be in the WNBA? I know on the Today Show they said that she is one, Caitlin is one of three WNBA players to score 20 points in their first game. So shout out to Caitlin, but why are people so obsessed with her? Anyways, I would love to know, but I'm not going to research. So if anybody wants to let me know if there's something I'm missing with Caitlin other than she's white, being a good basketball player, let me know. Fun fact, Caitlin is 6 feet tall and Angel Reese is 6'4". And after finding that out, I was like, I was jealous. As a 5'4 bitch, I really like not being tall. I'm so appreciative. I would love to be 5'7, but I'm happy to be 5'4 over being instead of being 6 feet. But I'm like, I would want just 1 month being 6'4, Angel Reese's height. 'Cause the amount of fights you would see my ass starting, I would walk into every establishment, every bar, every venue. I would cop an attitude. Next thing you know, that bitch is straight up elbowed in her fucking eye. Like, I would make the most of it. I really would. Because at 5'4, I'm really subjected to people mistreating me in a way. Like, there was this one time I was in the bathroom in Los Angeles. I think I was in Hollywood. I feel like I was in the bathroom of a California Pizza Kitchen, but I don't know. The details are foggy. And I was there with friends. Wherever I was at, I was there with friends, and I was in the bathroom, and like, you know how sometimes you kind of gotta wait for the paper towels after you wash your hands and shit in a public restroom? And there was this fat white bitch, and she really wanted to fight me. Like, this bitch was so, like, she was thirsty for it. Like, I was the meal that she was craving. And she started giving me dirty looks up and down, like, really, really hard. And she was giving me attitude, like, looking at me real, real dirty and talking some shit to me. And she was a fat bitch, like I said, and I ignored her because I was not. She needs to go to whatever box that she emerged from. She has some, like, I feel like when you're in a bathroom and, or sorry, when you're in public and you're just trying to start something, you have nothing to lose. You're a loser. Period. End of story. So it's like, why am I supposed to engage with this ugly ass loser? Like, for what? But the bitch wanted to throw hands. And this is like so long ago, and I'm talking about it like it's yesterday, because these are the things that burn me up and piss me off as a 5'4" woman. So I just wish I could be 6'4". And unfortunately, that same fucking bitch would have never had an attitude with me, but I wish she would, so I could just lay her out on the ground, like, you know. So anyways, moving right along. Kelly Clarkson admits to using a weight loss drug. We all got eyes. We all knew what was going on. I know eventually Kelly Clarkson was like, I've been doing a lot of walking since I moved to New York. It's like, there ain't no amount of walking that would make a bitch shrink as quickly as Kelly, lost weight. There's no amount of walking that could do that. And I say that because Kelly Clarkson has her talk show. And I know from watching Oprah's Behind the Scenes show that to do a talk show, you're not showing up, doing hair and makeup, filming, going home. No, you have to do all kinds of rundowns, all kinds of test runs, all kinds of practicing, all kinds of prep, all kinds of like costume changing, hair, makeup, bitch, please. Like, when you I learned that from Oprah doing her behind the scenes show. When you got a talk show, that shit is a 9 to 5 if you're lucky. So if you have a schedule like that, Kelly, and then she has her two kids, and I think she has custody of her ex-husband's kids, So she got four kids on her plate. The bitch ain't doing that much walking to lose that much weight so rapidly. So Kelly admitted it. And you know what bothers me is that honestly, it's good when celebrities say that they have taken a weight loss drug or they're taking that. It's good because it raises the public awareness about these drugs. With anything that's very big and popular, trust me, there are always people who've never heard of it. With so many things, I'll like mention something to someone and they're like, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, how many people live under a rock?" Because a lot of people do, I promise. So it's good when people raise awareness about things that could help other people, but at the same time, I don't feel entitled to know what medication someone is taking or why. I feel like that's a personal issue that the public is not owed. So I'm sure Kelly, or I feel that Kelly will probably receive backlash because of it. Because people could be very weird and jealous, and it's odd. But, you know, with Kelly, I just love that she was always in the public, even when she was big, even though she had gained so much weight from when she first was on the scene, and then she kept that weight, if not gained more. Like, the bitch was not fluctuating at all. Kelly lost weight once a few years ago by going on a strict diet. She was nowhere near as small as she is today, but Kelly has just gotten overweight and stayed that way. And so I'm so happy for her to see her with this weight loss. And then she got a blunt bang. And I'm sorry. I love Kelly Clarkson. I love her music. I'll put it that way. I love her music and I love her personality. So shout out to Kelly, and I love that she has a revenge bod, even though I don't think her ex cares because I think he was always using her. But shout out to Kelly. I'm sure she feels so much more comfortable being on TV. And I will end this Hot Topic episode here before I get to the other Hot Topics and before I get to the recaps. It's gonna be a long day for your girl. Like a long day. All right, talk to you soon. Bye.